The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
It's Kitty here, and I am in Newport at the minute. I'm actually on Newport High Street right now. I'm coming down to see a very, very unique place. Now, this shop is really unique because it has both fresh and artificial flowers. Look at the window now. It's a beautiful black painted front shop. Let's have a look and see what's in this window. Beautiful trees, pink blossom trees, and vases, and all sorts of different things. And looking at this now, it's just absolutely delightful. So, shall I go in? Ooh, it's even got a little bell. How exciting. Right, I'm now in the shop. Wow. Even more colour and delicious smells as well. Beautiful fairy lights in the window. I think I better go and find the ladies that run this shop.
Oh. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you and where am I?
I'm Mandy.
I'm Molly.
And this is White Rose Flower Company.
White Rose Flower Company. And where are you situated?
Newport High Street, number 30.
And that's opposite the Guildhall, pretty much. Would you like to take me on a walk around your beautiful shop, ladies?
Absolutely, yes, of course, yes, please, yes.
Which side shall we do first?
Which side would you like?
Oh, now, that's a question to ask me. I don't think I can answer. Would you like to choose?
Shall we do left? Mind the step.
I'll follow you then.
Here we go.
So, what do we have here?
We have two sides to the shop. We have a fresh side and we have an artificial side.
And we're talking about flowers,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are, sorry. Yes, this is the fresh side. So this is where Molly chooses most of the arrangements that she's going to make, either daily or puts them together in bunches. But it's probably better to let you talk to Molly because Molly mostly does the fresh side.
I'm now in the fresh part of White Rose Flower Company and I'm here with Molly. Molly, would you like to tell us about the beautiful fresh flowers you have?
Yes.
Now, in the window of your shop here, Molly, you have the most gorgeous flower arrangement. Tell our listeners what's in it.
Yes, we've got white roses, which have opened up really beautifully. Lots of gypsophila, some eucalyptus, and some white lilies. Well, this one particularly is going to a couple who've just got engaged. Yeah, it's perfect for all occasions, really. Really, really beautiful.
Gosh, that's beautiful, isn't it? Obviously, you do special bouquets for special people.
Yeah, do all occasions.
Later on today, you're going to be making some more things. What colours will they be?
Oh, I'm going to be making an arrangement later that's very pastels, lots of pinks and lilacs and whites, which is going to be really, really beautiful. Very feminine.
I see you've got some very interesting coloured flowers here, but I haven't got a clue what they are. Maybe you can enlighten me. These ones here, they're rather pretty. They look like a rose, but they're not, are they?
No, Lysianthus. That's how you pronounce it. But a really beautiful lilac, Lysianthus. They open up really, really nicely. And yeah, they can look like a rose sometimes. And yeah, different types of roses. And also carnations, lots of staples, lots of greenery. And also dried. We do stock dried as well. Dried eucalyptus is good because it obviously lasts for years. So that's a nice vase filler for the home.
And I see you've got some nice tulips there.
Yeah, lots of tulips now. Nice seasonal bunches. Well, we've got a lot of red and purple, haven't we, in at the minute?
Gorgeous, gorgeous, bright red. Thank you very much, Molly.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kitty.
Mandy.
Yes, Kitty.
Are you going to walk me around the other side of the shop?
Yes, absolutely. Come on, man, over.
Do you mind if I stand under that beautiful wisteria tree to talk to you?
No, of course not. Absolutely
is it a tree
not.
Or is it a bush?
It's not a bush, no. Bushes generally start from the ground up. This has a trunk, so it is absolutely a tree.
Oh, thank you so much. Apologies for that, I wasn't entirely sure. Now, standing under this, yeah. It looks so real.
They do. Trees and flowers and plastic, as people say, which we prefer to say for, has come an awful long way since it first started. Very, very much so. And I think people are surprised now, especially when we're on installations, that they actually think what we're making are actually real flowers, and they're not, they're actually plastic. So, yeah, they do look very, very real.
Shall we take a walk along your hanging wall here?
Mm.
So if I just tell you a little bit about this wonderful wall. Now, next door to the wonderful wisteria tree are some beautiful baskets hanging up at the moment. Now, this is a work in progress. Mandy is looking at making it more foliated. Would that be the word? Is that a word?
We could use a foliated. Yeah, we could use that. Yeah, I just want to add slightly, because the shop's not been open very long, we're still very much a work in progress. And I really want to add to this particular section and put some more sections into the shop. But yeah, this is an ongoing thing at the moment. And as the seasons change, obviously all the baskets will change and the products in the shop will change to suit the seasons as well.
How exciting is that? Does look like spring in here, I must admit.
Yeah, it's really nice actually to come in, especially when it's raining and it's grey. And you open the door and you can smell the fresh flowers. And then you can also obviously look at all the colour, because we've got the colour all year, not just in the summer.
And it sort of boosts your spirits as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's nice. Yeah, definitely. I think colour really can change your mood. And flowers certainly can change your mood.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, look at that. Now that is a table decoration?
Yes, it's basically a table centrepiece with a candle, and basically you can put them anywhere. You can have them as a centrepiece, or we make them into garlands for fireplaces, for anywhere really. But it's just a very classic centrepiece.
And round the corner here, we've got beautiful baskets. We have boxes of various different arrangements. And then these wonderful little bottles.
Oh, the little milk bottles. Some people don't really want too much of a big basket or vase, just something very delicate to put on a coffee table or a dressing table. So they're just really small little milk bottles, and you can just pop any sort of tiny little arrangement in it, and it just gives a pop of colour.
Absolutely lovely. I must go along to this other tree, because it has a tree.
We are tree central.
I know you like trees.
We love trees.
Now this, in your window, yeah, is the most glorious tree.
Blossom trees, yeah, the blossom tree. This one is a peach and white blossom tree. We actually sell these, or we hire them out for weddings or functions. They come in really any colour. We can dye them individually, or you can have them as we come. We've got like a pink one.
Ooh, let's go and see this one. So this one is a very girly tree, isn't it?
This is a very, very girly tree. Very, very girly tree. I think this is probably one of the first trees that I actually fell in love with, cherry blossom trees.
It does look like cherry blossom, doesn't it?
Yeah, they are. They're very effective. They're very effective at a party or a wedding. Some people actually put them in the gardens as well, with lights on at home.
Really?
Mm,
oh,
yeah,
wonderful. Yeah. I see down here in the window, there is something that I saw that I honestly thought was real, but it's not. It's a garland, and it's just a beautiful red and white and beautiful greenery. It just is really, really nice. Flowers are for lots of reasons, aren't they? Not just for happy things, they're also for sad occasions as well. But the amount of different things you can do with flowers and the amount of different things you've got in your shop, both of you ladies, is wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now here, what have we got?
This is another one of my favourites. I say that all the time, but I just love all the trees. This is an antique rose. And this one is a ladies, it's a customer's. Well, we made it for her last year. And when all the heavy winds came, it was left outside, unfortunately. And the wind blew it over and it got a lot of damage. So it's been remade completely and just waiting for her to pick it up again.
Beautiful. Well, your shop is wonderful. I need to take you guys, I know you can't see it, but you can imagine it, into the back of the shop. Now, going towards the back of the shop, oh my word, we've got... Is that wisteria again?
This one.
Mm?
This is more blossom.
Just
a blossom. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, more blossom panelling. Fence panelling with blossom.
Oh, coming along into the work area. Thank you for letting me into your work area.
You're very welcome.
It's just an absolute delight of faux flowers. Wow. Now, I wish you could see this, because it is actually every colour of the rainbow.
It is. But there's still a lot more to come. We're trying to put all the Christmas things away and come into the new season with spring flowers. So hopefully now in the next couple of weeks, all this will be full with everything we're going to be making in spring.
That's wonderful.
Mm.
Gosh. Don't just do things in your shop. You do other things as well. And it's called installations. Do you want to tell us a bit about what that is?
We also make installations, four flower installations, or like basically like the tree that you saw in the corner. We'll class that as an installation. It can be anything from a full gown under our door, to trees, to anything. There's quite a lot on the island now that we've done. Bembridge and Newport, this starts from a few hundred up to thousands. It's really trying to create the owner's vision of what they see. So quite a lot of salons or companies don't know, so it's trying to see their vision and for us to meet that need in flowers, for their business to stand out more. So if you can, you know, than like other businesses, so people recognise their business all by that installation. Because people now say, that one with this or that one with that. So the company actually gets known now for the installation that it has.
So this shop really is a unique place. It has both fresh and faux flowers. Wow. You need to come and have a look, guys. You won't be disappointed. Need to get the ladies to tell you where they are again and how you can get in contact with them if you can't get into the shop.
Okay, so we're at 30 High Street in Newport. You can call us, email or message on Facebook or Instagram. All that information will be on our website, www.whiteroseflowercompany.com. So it's just an easy place to go to get all the information. And yeah, give us a message or call.
Thank you very much, ladies, for showing me around your shop.
You are very welcome.